Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to live our life. It is more virtuous to follow the sunnah. How come we do a few things interpreted by the imam's example salat? Our Prophet did not order women to pray different to him. Why do we do it? Now, this is a flawed question because it's assuming that what the imams are saying, they're making things up. And it's also assuming that the Prophet ﷺ showed women how to pray and showed men how to pray as well. Right? So let's clarify the fundamental aspects. Question is, did the Prophet ﷺ show the men and the women how to pray? And said, did he ever say in any hadith, do we have any narration that shows that the Prophet ﷺ told the men and women to pray in the same way? Number one. Because if that was the case, then what these imams have done is absolutely wrong. Right? Clearly wrong. But that's what we have to determine. After all my study on this subject, and I've done quite a bit of study on this subject because I wrote a book on this subject, the Fiqh al-Imam. And the whole point was to remove doubts like this. This is a misunderstanding that's generally provided. This questioner, I'm assuming, is coming from a person who's heard from someone that men and women's prayer are the same. I don't think they've seen a hadith to that effect because I don't believe there's a hadith to that effect. The Prophet ﷺ, in fact, what he said is, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray like the way you see me pray. He said that to the men. He never said that to the women, necessarily. So, how do women figure it out? Well, women have the women companions, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And you have a number of narrations that show that many of the women of the time of Rasulullah ﷺ used to do their sajda differently, their prostration differently, and do the different functions that we mentioned differently. Now, the question is that if they did it differently, and the Prophet ﷺ is saying, pray like you've seen me pray, then they either misunderstood the Prophet ﷺ and did it differently, or made it up by themselves. But for the women of the time of Rasulullah ﷺ to have done that, they would have obviously had a precedence to that. They would have seen some of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen praying, or they would have seen, and clearly there's narrations which show that the women would contract themselves in prayer and not keep expanded in the prostration, which is one of the main places where there's a difference. So there are a number of narrations to that effect, which you can look at. Inshallah, even on Zamzam Academy, you're going to have a series on the evidences of the prayer in which one of these things will be mentioned. And if you want to look at these narrations, there's a number of books even in English on this subject. Even if you look online, you'll find them, right? There's one by Sheikh Riyadh in which he discusses the woman's prayer. There's a number of books in Urdu and Arabic as well, I'la Sunan, etc., that discuss the women's prayer. So this question, the problem is that it's assuming that the Prophet ﷺ did say pray just like men and women should pray the same. He never said that. So for example, in some places, he actually clarified. For example, in one narration, it's general, right? In Muslim, it says, do not place your forearms on the ground like dogs do, which means in prostration, don't put your forearms on the ground. However, in another version of that hadith, he clarifies that this is for men. He says, your men should not do that. It's difficult for women not to do that, although I would still prefer women don't do that, just to deal with that hadith as well. And they should keep it on their side. They should still keep it contracted. It doesn't need to be on the ground though. It could be on the side. But it is, many ulama have mentioned, it's fine to be on the ground because of this narration. So it's always important, and I'm glad this question was asked, but it's always important to look at where the hadith comes. Now the imams, if it was clear from Rasulullah ﷺ, why would they? What time did they have to waste to try to make up another way of the prayer? You know? The reason why they mention other things is because that's what the narrations mention. That's what the Sahaba were doing and the Sahabiyat were doing.